Hello.
Hello, Marshall. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. So, very yes. Good. So, here's what I'd like to do. Can you open up the email you sent me?
Yeah.
And where they made the corrections and put the original alongside it.
Put the original alongside it? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can compare.
Let me just open both of the files and keep them side by side. How was your appointment?
Fine. I had, it was great.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, Marshall, I have both the files open in front of me. Now you can let
okay,
me know.
Okay, so I just thought this is more for me to understand the process than anything else, but let's just start. On the left, I have the corrected files, and they underline standing at a neighborhood street corner in the Bronx with friends, and they say deleted. Now, does that mean the whole line is deleted?
No, I don't think so, because if you can see that it is written deleted, colon, and after that there is the word, right? Do you see that?
I see recall, and then I see the underline going across the rest of the line. So what exactly are they suggesting we delete there?
Okay, so basically, for example, we open the acknowledgement ones, okay? So
yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I started at a different place. I'll go back up to acknowledgements.
Let me
go higher. Okay, so the first thing, my daughter-in-law, and they underline in-law, and they say delete. So if they delete in, then she's my daughter-law. I don't get it.
Yeah, I understand. I had a word with Samantha, as I told you earlier, regarding this as well, and she said that this is the first draft, so don't worry about it. If there are any minor changes like this, you can let me know, and I will get these worked on with the team.
Well, no, I'm just trying to understand what they're suggesting here.
Yeah, again, Sorry, please go ahead.
What are they suggesting in that? And they're suggesting we delete in-law?
Yeah, in, yeah.
But then it makes no sense. My daughter-law?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm telling you, that I understand this seems like a typo to me at the moment, but don't worry about it. Again, for example, if you go to the third line of the acknowledgement in the second paragraph that we're looking at, it also says, it also underlines frequently provided. And when you go on deleted, it says provided frequently. It's just changed.
That I get. I can understand that. That makes okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
But
so,
then let's go down to the next paragraph, okay? Now they have my underlines extending across the whole sentence. And what do they want to delete there?
They're just going to make the M in my, it's going to be capital. That's the change.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I guess all these little changes, I get it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a period instead of a colon that I put there.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, I have no problem with that. And... all right, well, I guess they're just minor things. Now, let me ask you this. When they make some of these changes, okay, now let's go down to my introduction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Down a little lower.
Got it.
What they suggest, recall standing on neighborhood street corner in the Bronx with friends. They want to delete that whole thing? I don't really want to. Yeah.
No, they're not deleting the whole thing. They're just adding comma after I clearly recall.
Oh, so it's more punctuation than anything else.
Yeah, everything is being
Okay.
considered in the first draft. This is just the initial draft, keeping in
Yeah,
mind.
yeah. I just
Yeah.
just trying to understand it. Okay. So
Yeah.
then the next paragraph, which says profane five-line wonders, what are they doing there?
Okay, so basically, what I see is that there is a dash between five line, if I'm not wrong. Is that
Okay,
correct?
I got you. Okay, so most of this is punctuation stuff.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, I didn't quite get it, but now I do. So they're really working mostly punctuation. They're not trying to change or delete things I've said. So, okay, I got it. I think, it's perfectly fine. So the next step, do we have a working copy that I can make changes that you would see, or what?
Again,
Or do I just make changes on mine and then send it to you again later?
exactly. The Word file that I shared with you, you can easily edit the changes that you want. Now, to make it more clear, to make it more visible that you made the changes, what you can do is you can add the color to the text that you are making the changes to. And maybe you can write in the
Ed, I'm
message.
sorry, Ed, I didn't catch that. I
Okay.
can add what?
What you can do is the Word file that I sent you, there's a PDF file with all of the track changes, and then there's the Word file, right?
Let me, you mean open the original email that you sent me, the last email?
Yeah, I did. I sent you two files. One is the Word file, and one is the PDF file, which shows all of the changes that are incorporated.
Yeah, now that's the one I've been opening. Now the other one is, yeah. Oh, by the way, I like the idea of the numbers instead of WL. I like that. Now, will you guys go through and change all the WLs to numbers, or do I do that?
No, we will get it done for you. Don't worry about it.
Okay, all right. But I also like to put a number one as well to separate the title words. So in your example there, hurry, you sent.
Which example? Oh, yeah, the example that I
This is,
attached.
yeah, 647.
Yep, I remember that.
I'd like to put a one on top of, between hurry, the word, and the there once was a little flea.
All right.
For all of them, I think it's good to number them all within each. Unless there's only, what if there's only one? What do you do then? Do you put a number or not? Probably not.
I'm not really sure. I will, again, if you have any questions, you can let me know and I will get it confirmed by the team. All right?
Yeah, well, that's the question. What do you do if I want to put a one in front of the first one? Then, if there's only one limerick in the word, then we don't have to put any number there, do we?
Yeah, we don't. I don't think we would need to, but I will still get it confirmed for you. All right?
Right. Okay. So going back, what is the copy? See, I can make changes on mine, but I've already sent you mine, and I've added things to it since. So, do I have a version that I work on and that you work on, and we can see each other's changes. Does that exist?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that once again?
Right. So I sent you the all the data, and that's the first version. But since then, there have been new limericks and there have been changes that I've made, but you have no, you can't see. So what I'm saying is, do we work separately and then I send you my version and then you correlate them? Or do we have a version that we both could work on
Again,
and see each other's changes?
as I said, Marshall, the Word file that you see in front of you gives the option for you to edit it. Whereas the PDF file does not give the option to edit, but the Word file does.
Okay,
And as I said, you can.
let me
Yeah.
open that. Let me open that, make sure I know what you're talking about. Okay, I have it open already. What I got to do is I got to go back, hold on a minute, and close everything and see which is which. Okay, I've closed it all. Now I'm opening your email. Here it is. And this, it's the bottom. Oh, I see. I got you. So there's a Word file and then edited tracking. The edited tracking is what we've been working with just now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm going to open the Word file. Let's see what that is.
Okay.
Oh, that, okay, that, right, right. Now what is here is my title page, copy, that's your copyright thing there, huh? You'll get a copyright, is that right?
Yep, you will get a copyright in the first page. Whereas in the whereas in the PDF, you will only get the acknowledgement as the first page.
Okay, now, acknowledgement, forward, okay, that's hers, introduction, and then finally the words, the wordles. Now, if I was to use this to make changes, would you see those changes on there? Or are we connected in a way?
No,
like,
no.
No.
Okay, so what you are going to do is that, Marshall, that you, but we, I'm sure that you see the colored option for the text on top, right?
Wait, the colored, oh, colors, yeah. Underline, yes.
Okay, so you're going to click on that. You can color whatever color you decide to choose. Either it could be red, yellow, blue, anything. Okay, and then...
color it on your copy or my copy?
On the Word file.
Your Word file. See, I've been working with a different Word file.
Yeah, the Word file that I sent.
Okay, now the Word file that you sent ends with number 650. Right now, I'm up to 684. Do I copy that, paste it onto your Word file, and work from there, or what?
Now, what I'm saying is that you can either make the changes on the Word file, then you can click on File, save the file, and name it something else so that you know that this is the revised version, and then you can share it with me. Either we can do that, or either we can speak on the phone call and get the revisions done.
All right. Well, that's something we'll do later then, huh?
The revision on the call, or are you comfortable noting it down?
No, the changes, the additions.
Yeah, that's totally up to you. Whatever suits you the best, you can let me know,
okay,
and we will proceed further with that.
Okay, yeah, well, I have to understand how to do that, but I guess that could be put off because we're not, I could just keep accumulating my limericks and making changes on my Word file, and then I could send you that as well.
Sure, you can send me the file, and I will share it with the team.
All right. So the main thing right now is, do we know how many of my words, my limericks, are we going to be able to fit? That's like a key thing to know where to stop.
I'm sorry?
Well, I sent you 650 words.
Mm-hmm.
And 1,129 limericks, but there are many more since then. It would be nice to know how many will fit into this book so I know where to stop working on them for, saving the others for future version if it's successful.
Are you looking forward to add more limericks to your book?
Yeah, it's possible. I just don't know what the limits are. Maybe you've got too many. Maybe we could add more. I don't know. I'd like to get an idea.
Yeah, how about I get this confirmed with the team as well? Because, again, they are the ones who are working on this project, like with the writing and all of the stuff. So that is why they will have a better idea with how to incorporate things. And on top of that, they're experts. So, like, they know best what they're doing. So you can either note down the questions that you have and you can share it with me, or maybe I can share this phone call with them and
okay.
we can figure something out best for you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You see, what happens is as I'm writing limericks, they relate to some of the earlier limericks within the first 150 words. And so all that is cross-referenced and stuff. So, you know, it'd be nice to know where we draw the line and the number.
Sure. I will get that confirmed. Other than that, right now, if there are any revisions you want to tell me on the phone call, then we can get that done. Or if you want to take your time. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's one revision, but that may change in the future, too.
Again, it's,
on the introduction.
Yeah, it's best to, you know, have all of the revisions together at once so that, you know, if I'm going to be sending the revisions in chunks to the writer, what if they send me the next draft and the revisions are not incorporated, right?
Okay,
I
can get them organized, revisions, but I still need to know before I do that where we stop. You know, how many limericks can we put in this book?
Sure. How about you can review the file and let me know what are the changes. In the meantime, I will get it confirmed by the team. Maximum till tomorrow, I'll get back to you with the response on limericks. If we should add more limericks or if we should stop.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah,
all right.
And if we stop, are we going to be able to get all of the ones I sent in? That's those kind of thing I need right now to know before I move on. Okay. So would it be good to set up a meeting with, what's her name?
Samantha.
Samantha.
Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah, sure. We can do it next week. Well, you can let me know what time are you available, and then I can get you a call schedule.
Yeah, either Monday or Tuesday would be good.
Okay.
What's better for her?
I will have to Tuesday or what day did you say?
Monday the 8th, Tuesday the 9th, or Tuesday the 9th.
And what time would be suitable for you to come on the call?
Any time. It's 3 hours earlier there, but I can 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock either of those days, 1 o'clock.
Okay, just allow me to put you in a brief hold. Let me go and check up on her and see if she's available that day, all right?
Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
I don't think she gets it.
Hello, Marshall, are you there with me?
Yeah.
Thank you for being on hold. I'm so sorry for taking too long. She's busy on a call right now. That's why I couldn't get it confirmed. Is
you,
it a possible?
You could text that
any
time.
Exactly. I will text you if she is available on Monday or Tuesday, and then we can schedule
perfect.
A call accordingly. All right?
Okay, great. Now, I got to ask you to do one more thing.
Yeah.
Take a look at your file. At a limerick, number 115.
At which
you,
limerick?
The one you sent me from the email. Go to the email.
Mm-hmm.
Open up the and go past the introduction into the limericks and go to 115.
115. Just a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. Is it the thumb one?
Thumb, yeah. Now, on my copy, I changed WL to 1, 2, and 3. Do you see 1, 2, and 3, or do you see WL on yours?
No, I don't see them.
Okay, so I can make changes on these, but you don't see the changes I made. Okay, that's what
yeah.
I wanted to know. Okay, very good. All right, terrific. So I'll wait for the appointment Monday or Tuesday, and so we should be moving this along pretty well, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited to work on your project. And other than that, as soon as we get this call scheduled with the with Samantha, then I think things will be pretty much clear, and we can get the get your book revised accordingly.
Excellent. And then when you schedule it, text me the appointment time.
Absolutely, I will. I will do that.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Okay, take care. Bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.